Multicolored circles shrink into one another. They fade and spread into white letters. Decal. Decal presents a Kyle Newacek production. Jillian Bell, Natalie Morales. Story by Alicia Ketry and Brandon Dermer. Screenplay by Alicia Ketry. Directed by Brandon Dermer. Cars move on a highway past a parked white electric car. Its hazard lights blink. Inside, a blonde woman wraps her fingers around the steering wheel. She leans her head against her left hand and hits the steering wheel with her right. She runs her fingers down a necklace chain and circles her thumb around two rings attached to it. She tucks her hair behind her ears and wipes her eyes and cheeks. She turns the wheel. White letters float among stars. I'm totally fine. In the car, the woman, Vanessa, sways her head side to side. She taps her thumbs on the steering wheel. The car zips past mountains. Outside a rest stop, Vanessa approaches a bearded man. He leans against a car and takes a drag.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
May I have a cigarette?
You want to bum a smoke?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Enjoy. You know those things will kill you, right?
She smiles and turns away.
Actually, can I have two more?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, and matches? Do you have...
Matches,
or...
You want cocaine also?
No,
I'll give you a lighter. I got a lighter.
Okay.
Somewhere in here. Hold up. Where the heck is it?
A cigarette shakes in Vanessa's mouth as she cups the lighter. She takes the cigarette out of her mouth and looks at it. She takes a small drag. She leans on her car and takes another drag. She pulls out her phone and taps the screen.
Hey, babe. I know you're on moon mode this weekend. Do not disturb. But I wanted to show you that this morning... I learned how to slap the bass. Pretty cool, right? Give me a call if you want. Alright, love you. Bye.
Her car cruises down a road between lines of trees.
Hey, babe. Just sending you a quick voice note. You know, if this is too much, you can always turn around. There's nothing wrong with that.
She zooms under trees that curve over the road. Inside a villa, Vanessa steps away from a large glass door.
Oh, come on.
She looks up at large chandeliers and taxidermy animal heads.
New message.
Sorry again, Nicole, but it's been a crazy past few weeks for you, and I think there's a silver lining for you getting away for a couple nights. You know, somewhere nice. Okay, I'm going to leave you alone now. No more phone calls. For reals. Bye.
She wanders throughout the space. Vanessa pauses between a kitchen and a living room. She turns to the living room and cocks her head. She sets a small ottoman in front of a mantel, then stands on it. She straightens a large pink canvas with black letters on it. She gets down and puts her hands on her hips. In an empty walk-in closet, Vanessa hangs some clothes. In a bathroom, she arranges her toiletries along the counter.
That looks nice. What are you doing?
She shrugs at her reflection. On a computer screen, a cursor taps on an email marked, "Please sign. Two Rings Shareholder Agreement." In a bedroom, Vanessa shuts her laptop. Outside.
Yeah? Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh, hey! I'm Sandra, the party planner. Did you want us to set up in front or around back?
Am I stupid?
Oh, I'm sorry? No, I'm sorry. I thought I canceled this. The party's canceled. Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I'm canceling it now.
No, you can't do that. You're way past the 24-hour cancellation period, so. Okay, well, I don't want it. So take it back.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do? All you have to do is not do anything. That's how you don't have a party.
Okay, legally, because you missed the 24-hour cancellation deadline, I have to set up the party. I legally have to have a party.
I guess I could try to do something.
I guess you could. Yeah. That'd be nice. So, thank you.
What I need to do is talk to the person who authorized the payment, and that would be Jennifer Martinez.
Okay. Yeah, great. Let me get her. Jennifer? Jennifer? Jen? Oh, that's right. She's dead.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm sure you could reach her if you have a medium or a shovel.
So she was your,
We were best friends and business partners. We made an organic soda and we just got a distribution deal to be in stores.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, I know, Sandra. It's very big. It's huge. Mm-hmm. That's why we rented this place originally. That's why we were going to throw a party originally. But none of that matters now because she's gone. So could you please just cancel the party?
Sandra steps close to Vanessa.
What are you doing?
She wraps her arms around Vanessa.
No. Because you missed the cancellation deadline.
Okay, got it.
You know what? I'll bet it'd be fun if you threw yourself a party. Huh? I bet your friend would have liked that.
Would you like a Xanax?
No.
What? Okay, yeah.
All right,
I'll take one.
What if I take half?
Just, no, you need the whole one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sandra here.
Just keep setting up. Yeah, it's going to be a party for one. Yeah, but we're going to just unload.
Hi, I'm supposed to tell you that the trays marked with an M are for meat. They have meat. And then the ones marked with a V have veggie. Did you get veggie or is that?
I don't fucking know. Just put it in the house.
Okay.
Inside, colorful balloons adorn the dining area. Cupcakes and a cake fill a dining table. In white letters on a sign, two rings. Vanessa holds onto her necklace. She looks around at champagne, soda bottle-shaped cookies, and a tray of candies with a card marked, "Share Me," written in fondant on the cake. Congratulations, Jennifer and Vanessa. Outside, Vanessa carries a champagne bottle and walks past palm trees. Pink clouds hang in the sky. She puts something in her mouth and sips from the bottle. She palms her forehead and swipes her hand over her hair.
Stupid fucking sunset.
She takes a long swig.
Jennifer.
She raises the bottle and drinks. In the closet, she grabs a pillow and hugs it. She slips a robe over her clothes. In the living room, she turns the lights off and on repeatedly. She leans over a pool table and shoots the cue ball into the rack.
They're solids. They're stripes.
She throws a sheet over her head.
Look, I'm Jennifer.
That's mean.
Do you legally have to throw a party? Call Sandra. Party attorney at law.
She bites into a cupcake and smears it down the wall of a shower. Out front, she taps a keypad.
Oh, bicyclette.
Some cheese and go to the Louvre.
I'm Emily in Paris.
She rolls a bike into a bush. In the bathroom, she grabs the shower head.
When I'm Milwaukee.
She raises it to its hook, then drops it. Outside, the moon shines by swaying leaves. Vanessa sits in the backyard by a fire pit. She swipes through photos of Jennifer with brown and pink hair and pauses on a video.
Eric, are you getting this?
Yep, taking video.
Right.
Jennifer signs a document. They clink glasses of champagne.
Eric, horizontal.
Yes, I knew that. Sorry.
Vanessa sets down her phone and adjusts herself under her laid-out sweater. Wind blows through her hair. She leans her head back. Lights flicker. Flames in the fire pit roar. Pale blue light glows by the pit. Daytime. Clouds roll past the villa. Sun rays shine through the tree branches. In the backyard. Vanessa's face scrunches. She opens her eyes. She lifts her hands out from the sweater and looks around. She holds up her phone and stands. She slips on her long sweater. In the living room, Vanessa spots a bottle of water. She grabs it and chugs.
Coffee?
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Vanessa takes a mug. She pauses and looks up. Jennifer sits on a couch. She wears a fluffy cheetah pattern jacket. Vanessa walks out. In the bathroom, Vanessa vomits. She lifts herself up over the sink and wipes her mouth. She re-enters the living room slowly. Jennifer stands in the kitchen.
Jesus!
Pancakes?
No.
What? I know this is an odd encounter. My appearance resembles your perished companion. Unfortunately, Jennifer continues and will continue to remain deceased. I am simply an extraterrestrial who has taken her form.
Jennifer holds out her arms and spins.
Now that you have had ample time to comprehend what I have said...
Vanessa steps away.
Please stop leaving.
Outside, Vanessa's car hazard lights blink.
Eric, I'm coming home.
Whoa. What's going on? Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No, I was I don't know. I was inside and then... I don't know. I feel like I'm going crazy.
Babe, your best friend passed away. It's gonna take time. You're processing.
I'm processing.
Yes. Yeah. You're having a moment.
Yeah. I was having a moment.
Exactly.
I just don't want to totally lose it out here, Eric.
Come on, Vanessa. You're not gonna lose it. You're like a freak of nature. Like a total freaking freak of nature.
Okay, I feel, better. I'm breathing, at least.
Yeah. You know, maybe go outside, take a hike, get some fresh air. That might be nice.
Okay. Thank you. Don't come out here, I'm fine.
Nope. Wasn't thinking about coming out there. I was thinking about going halfway, though.
Eric, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. But maybe I just look at hotel prices just in case.
Honey, stop.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Vanessa taps her phone. She lowers it and licks her lips. Vanessa slinks inside the villa. She looks left and right. Her car key jets through two fingers in her tightly held fist. She turns into the empty kitchen.
What were you gonna do? Your friend?
In the backyard, Vanessa ties her shoelaces. She stands up, wearing a sweatshirt and leggings, and rolls her shoulders. She walks by a pool.
You've returned. Shall we proceed?
No. I don't want to go crazy.
Jennifer sets a filled margarita glass on the fire pit.
I can assure you, my appearance is not a result of you going crazy.
Okay.
Jennifer chugs olive oil.
You are watching your dead best friend chug olive oil.
This galaxy sun damages my structure. We have discovered that oil provides protective lubrication. Margarita?
No, I don't want a margarita. I want to know what's happening.
Then shall we begin orientation?
What?
Shall we?
Jennifer gestures to a chair.
Oh, you want me to sit?
Jennifer sits.
Shall we?
Are you just going to keep saying shall we until I sit down?
Shall we?
Okay.
Hello?
Jennifer holds out her hand. Vanessa darts her eyes.
Hi.
Jennifer sets a small silver device on the fire pit. Letters appear in a blue hologram. Greetings. Human orientation. Meet your extraterrestrial. Vanessa nods. Oh. Two figures float, one with arms raised and mouth agape, and the other on a planet.
I am a species observation officer.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yes, and that is me. On this maiden voyage, our mission is to study human subjects so that we may have a full comprehension of your species.
Why, to kill us?
We have not discovered a benefit to your destruction. We will focus on your physical and cognitive abilities as well as other behaviors and emotive response. It is similar to how your species studies other species. After 48 hours, I will depart without having harmed you in any way.
That's nice.
Vanessa nods. Jennifer points to the hologram. A rocket jets off.
So,
I shouldn't have taken that Xanax with a bottle of champagne. And I probably choked on my own vomit. And I died on this lounge chair, which is why I'm back. Okay.
No, incorrect narrative.
Okie dokie.
You must have inquiries?
No, I think I'm gonna go.
Where will you go?
To the hospital.
She taps her phone.
No, I just charged this. It was at 30%.
Vanessa froze her brows.
That is because of your device's proximity to me. My planet is made up of what you would call lightning storms, which we have adapted to. Thus, we absorb the battery life of anything around us with a battery life. And we can conduct heat, observe.
Flames ignite in the fire pit.
Okay. It's part of the process.
You miss your best friend who died, so you conjured up this fucked up, no offense, alien version of her.
Inaccurate.
If I'm truly hallucinating, then this won't hurt.
Injury.
Ow.
Ow.
That, okay. That's real. That is very real.
Which means I must have blacked out, started the fire, and then blacked back in.
Blacked back in?
I don't know. Let me think.
Jennifer's eyes cross. She pinches her brows.
What are you doing?
These hair pouches torment me. They are always there when I look up.
Have you ceased thinking? Do you consent to testing?
It's my choice.
Yes, you have control.
Yes. Yes, I do. It is in my control because I am a strong, powerful woman. A freak of nature, some have said. And I am perfectly capable of taking charge of my own mental breakdown. It's my decision, so my decision next will be to have this margarita. Cheers. I would also like to... Oh, that's delicious. Wait, how do you know I like pomegranate and jalapenos?
I have all of Jennifer's memories. In exchange for your participation, you received 2 days with your dead best friend.
Why did you not lead with that? My brain.
I will make a note.
She raises the device.
For future visits, lead with memories.
So I can just ask you anything I want?
You may.
This is good. I like that. Okay, I'm gonna test you. What is Jennifer's favorite color? Wait, that's a stupid question.
Hot pink.
I mean, of course. You get the clue from the hair. In college, I had a pet lizard. I went away for the weekend, and Jennifer told me that he died of natural causes. Is that true?
No. Jennifer accidentally impaled it with a high heel.
I mean, I have no way of knowing if any of this is real. Okay, this is something I only told Jennifer. In second grade, I told everyone that I kissed Tyler. But the real person that I kissed behind the dumpster was...
Cody, who smells grody.
Damn it.
Vanessa rubs her forehead.
Whatever. Fine. I guess I'm in. It might be fun to see how unstable I can get.
If this is what you find to be fun, then I do hope we achieve it!
Jennifer stands. Vanessa glares. Inside.
So if you are really an alien, why was I chosen as the human subject?
Species observation officers do not have jurisdiction over who their subject is. I was assigned to you.
She scans the silver device around Vanessa.
Oh, sorry.
That is Jennifer's ring?
Yeah. Jennifer got us these for my 8th birthday. I asked all the girls in our class to come over for a slumber party, but Jennifer was the only one who showed up.
My mom went hard for the theme, too. It was out of this world. Which is why I am imagining this.
Jennifer mixed syrupy soda with fizzy candy and experienced excessive regurgitation that night.
Yeah, she puked really hard. It was probably more of a positive memory for me than her.
Jennifer wrote in her diary, best night ever. Test complete, next.
Fifth grade, we rode our bikes downtown, got lost, had to call my parents to pick us up.
She rides a stationary bike.
I was grounded for a month.
Tell me which letter you see.
I mean, are we, this is how we're starting?
Tell me what letter you see.
Q.
And now?
E.
Vanessa punches a dummy.
Jennifer's favorite movie was Fight Club. I don't know where this one's coming from. Oh, summer boot camp. We quit June 1st.
She trips on a workout mat in the bathroom. Jennifer observes Vanessa.
Subject bladder evacuation speed below average.
Well, just give me a second. I can get one more second out. Damn it. Okay, am I following you? Because I'm not doing that.
Jennifer scoots behind a headboard.
What are you doing?
Jennifer sits on top of it.
Now I will be performing an audiometry evaluation. Please turn around. Identify where this sound is coming from. I don't hear any. Left. Right. Right again. Both sides now. Adult female hearing. Average.
What?
I was just being playful. Adult female being playful.
Okay. What's next?
Oh!
Jennifer pushes her into the pool.
Aquatic agility assessment.
What are you doing?
I am being playful.
She smiles.
Are you trying to smile?
Am I succeeding? No. No.
Jennifer tucks her bottom lip under her teeth.
No, don't suck your bottom lip under your whole mouth.
Jennifer reaches in her mouth.
What are we doing? What are we doing right now?
Aquatic agility.
Ben, let's
analysis.
Start. Let's start.
Jennifer sits cross-legged at the pool's edge.
45 seconds.
Nice.
Lung capacity of human female minimally above average.
Oh, don't you forget it.
No, please do not touch this.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to touch your recorder thingy.
Why are you still here, by the way? Shouldn't you have disappeared by now?
I am not sure how you have come to this conclusion.
I said my goodbyes to Jennifer. I mourned her. I mean, I'm good. Unless... Oh, is there something that she needs to tell me before she can cross over?
Oh, no, I am afraid oxygen deprivation has confused you. I am not a ghost. Shall we do orientation once more?
No. We're good. We're good. You're not a ghost, noted. Want to see me do a cannonball?
Like Jennifer did at the end of every swim meet?
Yes, which is exactly why I am hallucinating this scenario.
Your dad came to every meet.
Yeah. God, it's so embarrassing.
Jennifer's dad never came to a swim meet. He did not even know she was on the team.
He knew. He just, didn't care. Same for the funeral. All right, time this one.
Vanessa pinches her nose and jumps in, tucking her knees. Underwater, she kicks and rolls onto her belly. Bubbles float around her. She paddles at the bottom. She rises to the surface. A thin layer of clouds rolls under the sun.
Do you eat?
It is not necessary for survival, but I am capable of doing so. On my planet, we receive sustenance via injection of vitamins. The human body is gravely inefficient at processing nutrients.
It's not about processing nutrients. I really like cooking.
Vanessa prepares food.
Something about it calms me. It's the predictability or something. You mix flour with sugar, you're gonna make cookies. Well, there's other steps in between, but you get it.
Your soda recipe was a mistake.
Not my mistake.
Jennifer?
Yeah, it was a decent soda before Jennifer accidentally put way too much ginger in it. And then it was just, too good to deny. Ask Jennifer.
Vanessa picks up a slider.
Hmm? Oh.
Jennifer shoves one in her mouth.
You just put the whole thing in? How's it going? Eating food.
Jennifer's memories indicate you were a chef, but the flavors and textures of that small sandwich are causing positive explosions of saliva in my mouth.
That's good.
Human sense memory inferior to present experience.
Thank you.
Vanessa wipes her hands. Jennifer chugs olive oil.
Shall we continue?
Vanessa jogs in place.
What is that cracking sound?
I'm 36.
Elevate your arms. Move your head on a vertical axis.
What is... Oh, nod?
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Yes, that's where this is from. Papa Roach, middle school. We were obsessed with them.
When we finally saw them in concert, oh, Jennifer pulled me into the mosh pit, and I immediately got a black eye. Oh, my mom was pissed, but it was amazing.
Breathe.
Jennifer raises the device to Vanessa's mouth.
Jennifer enjoyed that evening also.
Yeah, I mean, that was our first time seeing them, so we talked about it for months.
It was not Jennifer's first time. What? She saw them the year before with her sister.
No, she didn't.
She did.
No, she would have told me.
She never told you.
Why wouldn't she tell me? She wouldn't lie to me.
Her memories indicate she lied to you because she felt telling you the truth would hurt you. No, please do not leave again.
No, I have to pee again, and you already have that research, so just stay here.
In the bedroom, Vanessa grabs her phone.
Vanessa?
Hey, Megan.
How are you doing?
You know, going crazy.
Yeah, us too.
Hey, tell your mom I said hi.
I will.
I was actually calling you to ask you something weird.
Oh, okay.
Did you and Jennifer go see Papa Roach a year before we went?
What?
Okay, never mind.
She told you? She swore me to secrecy. It was so hard not to say anything when you guys went on and on about that night you saw them. When did she tell you?
Earlier this year, actually. I thought she was just trying to piss me off.
Vanessa, she literally told me she would take that to the grave. She loved you so much, Ness. God damn it, I keep thinking like...
I have to go, actually.
She sits by the foot of the bed.
Subject seems to be in distress.
Jesus, you scared the shit out of me.
Jennifer sits next to her and slowly raises her hand to Vanessa's face.
What? What are you doing?
Jennifer pokes Vanessa's cheek.
We do not have this.
What, tears?
We do not have crying. This is valuable data. Thank you.
Jennifer looks around.
This is where you hibernate for 6 to 8 hours nightly?
Vanessa nods.
I hibernate in a gelled capsule of dioxane. I awaken 3 months, feeling rejuvenated.
You look so much like her.
I know. Everything is exactly the same. Except for my coccyx bone. Mine looks like...
She contorts and twists her hand.
Like this.
Jennifer makes a fist. She sticks her thumb out between her fingers.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
Jennifer attempts to smile. Vanessa wipes her eyes.
Okay.
Vanessa steps out. Jennifer looks around, then follows. Outside, clusters of trees dot long fields and hills. Vanessa's car rolls on a road. Inside, Jennifer sits in the passenger seat and looks at herself in the mirror on the sun visor. She puts up the visor, then opens and closes the window.
Where are you taking me?
Jennifer and I never got to see our soda in the store together.
Seeing soda at the store is important to you?
Yeah.
Jennifer fumbles with a purse.
Oh.
She holds sunglasses.
Those are Jennifer's.
She puts them on.
What's happening?
You are slowing down. Have we arrived at the store?
No, I'm not slowing down. My foot is on the gas. Why is the battery charge going down? Are you draining us? Like my phone?
I thought automobiles were powered by gas.
Not this one. It's electric.
Boogie woogie woogie. That was Jennifer's favorite wedding song.
Out. Out of the car. Damn it. Damn it!
Jennifer pants the window.
Vanessa, how do I get out?
Vanessa, how do I get
it's the
out?
The fucking button. The button.
Oh.
Vanessa stares at the hood.
What is your plan?
I don't know. I don't know anything about cars, but oh, my phone. I don't have my phone. I don't have my phone!
Extreme levels of stress caused by minor deviation in plan.
It's not a minor deviation. We are stranded. Except for this person.
There are vehicles passing by that are not electric. We could ask for transportation.
No, I'm not doing that.
Jennifer's memories indicate that this will lure male drivers.
She lifts her pant leg.
No, put that down. Get out of the road. No. The only people who pick up hitchhikers are murderers. Thank you. I should be home with Eric, watching him practice on his stupid fucking bass.
Human has turned anger onto herself and Eric's stupid fucking bass.
We're walking!
We cannot walk back.
We're walking. That's the plan.
I cannot walk.
Why?
Jennifer pulls the skin on the back of her hand.
Oh, that's gross.
It stretches like taffy.
I have been too long without oil.
Oh, shit.
A small pickup pulls over behind Vanessa's car. The bearded man steps out.
Hey, y'all need a jump?
No. No, we're good, thank you.
Hey, you want to bum another smoke?
Oh, yes, hello. No, I'm good. We're pretty good across the board, so thank you.
All right. Nice seeing you again.
No, it's fine.
No.
Okay, all right.
Actually, could I use your cell phone to call AAA?
AAA's a scam. No dice. If you need a tow, I'll go ahead and call one of my friends.
No, I think we're, good.
Vanessa, this man is offering aid, which is what we are in need of. He wants to help.
Yeah, he wants to help murder us.
Murder's not really my thing.
I didn't realize I said that so loud.
Exceptional news!
Holy! Is this one of those computer cars?
Yes, but don't touch it, please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is some high, fancy crap.
It's actually my boyfriend's car. Yeah, he's super strong. And it has a tracking device, so he knows where we are right now. Also, he plays bass.
He sounds like a pretty cool dude. Hey, I got a buddy, Marcus, who's a huge nerd. I guarantee he could hack this thing in like 20 seconds.
I don't think we need a nerd. No, I think we're good. No Marcus, I think.
Okay, yeah? I'm gonna go ahead and text him.
Vanessa, what does it feel like?
What?
To be unreasonable.
I'm not unreasonable. We don't know this man. You're an alien. Can't you just beam us up, Scotty?
I do not know what is beam us up, Scotty, but I do not think I can do it.
She removes her glasses.
I am parched.
She tenses and pulls on her brow.
These are pestering me.
Just leave them alone. Your eyebrows.
Is this a TV in here?
What are you doing?
Like, can you watch TV while you're driving?
No, you can't. Shoot.
All right, dang. Oh, hey. Marcus said his shift is about to end. He could be here in 25 minutes.
Vanessa, my skin is boiling. I need oil.
If he kills us, I'm gonna be pissed. 25? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Great. We'll wait for Marcus.
Do you guys want any Subway?
I don't think we... I think we're good.
All right. I'm gonna get a cold cut trio.
Clouds crawl over a mountaintop. Vanessa leans on her car. The bearded man leans on his. Jennifer ambles. The man watches her.
It's a rad jacket. Hey, so what's your name?
Vanilla.
What brings you out here, Vanilla?
Jennifer grabs a jug of oil from the truck bed.
I'm celebrating.
What's the occasion?
Do you really care? We don't have to do this.
He shrugs.
Yeah, I care.
A distribution deal.
For what?
My friend and I made an organic soda.
Organic soda? Like you put grass in it or whatever?
What? No, it's just natural ingredients.
Oh, I probably wouldn't like that.
It's fine.
Jennifer chugs. Black drips down her chin.
So, is the party over?
No, it never started because of my partner.
They screw you over or something?
Yeah, she died.
He pulls a cigarette out of his mouth.
I'm sorry to hear that. How did she croak?
Hole in the heart. No one knew. She had a stroke.
And now you have a hole in your heart. You have a hole in your heart because you missed a great party.
That's so stupid. I can't believe I just laughed at that.
So did you guys have a clause in your shareholders' agreement in case of the event of the death of a partner?
Are you a businessman?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. No, we didn't have that.
So what are you gonna do now?
I don't know. That's not true. I'm dissolving her half of the business and I'll own all the shares.
And now you have to run the whole thing by yourself. Man, she really did screw you over.
Yeah, she really did.
Jennifer shakes the jug over her tongue.
Hey, Marcus. No, we're on Highway 51 at the mile marker,
Jennifer points to the jug.
Marcus?
Vanessa waves her hand.
Marcus. My phone died. Like, I just charged this. I can give you guys a ride. Hop in.
Do you have seatbelts?
No.
Jennifer sits in the truck bed and wipes her mouth. Strands of her pink hair billow. Pink clouds hang behind her. She removes the sunglasses and looks around at the scenery as the sun sets. They cruise past palm trees, telephone poles, and fields that extend into the hills. Jennifer leans against the side of the bed. She holds her head back and spreads out her arms. She smiles. The pink clouds glow. The pickup pulls into the villa's driveway.
This is good. Thanks.
Hey, as soon as my phone comes back online, I'll call Marcus and have him drop the car here.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, no problem. Hey.
Yeah.
She's not coming back.
What the fuck?
He nods slightly. He waves. Inside, Jennifer smiles by a bottle of olive oil.
Vanessa, did you see the hues of the sunset on our way back? I have never seen anything that beautiful. They were pink and gold. It made my skin tingle.
Vanessa pours tequila and vodka into a glass.
Although we have arrived to base safely, the human has not yet de-escalated from previous
incidents. Will you stop with that fucking thing? Just stop. This weekend has been exhausting. You are draining me like you drained my car.
Vanessa, I am not supposed to interfere with your emotive response, but I do think you may be overreacting.
I'm overreacting. Me. This is not about me. This is about you. You drained my car. And you forced us to go into a vehicle with a stranger. We don't know him. And now he knows where we're staying. He has my car.
We will be safe.
You don't know that, Jen.
I apologize.
Thank you.
We could eat something. Eating is the best. Sit. Relax. Take a sip of... What is that?
Vodka and tequila.
Okay. Take a sip of your vodka and tequila. I will create a snack.
Vanessa sits. She covers her face with her hands, then runs them through her hair.
I'm sorry. I think that that guy just, really freaked me out. And,
Jennifer sets down a plate. Two pieces of red licorice form a smiley mouth. Chocolate drops form nostrils, and cookies form eyes. Vanessa leaves. Jennifer watches her, then looks at the plate. Nighttime. In the backyard. Vanessa holds a cigarette in her mouth and cups a lighter in her hands. With her feet in a jacuzzi, she shakes the lighter. Jennifer joins. She pulls up her pant legs. She steps in and sits on the edge. She stares at the cigarette. It ignites.
Stop it. Stop.
I know you were just trying to help with that candy face.
I thought that would make you happy.
Because Jennifer used to do it for me when I was sad. You have that memory, I know, but you're not Jennifer, are you?
I am not.
I think in that moment I just realized that Jennifer's never gonna make me one of those stupid faces again. We're never gonna do anything together again. We're supposed to get rich together and go to France and Australia together. Our kids were supposed to fall in love with each other. We're supposed to grow old and go flirt with the servers at IHOP for free stuffed French toast. She's never coming back.
Jennifer reaches slowly toward Vanessa's shoulder. She pulls her hand away.
You are not going to do any of that.
What?
You are not going to grow old together.
What are you talking about?
You are going to have an argument.
I don't understand. Can you see the future or something?
Yes. You would have fought. You would have fought at this event.
So what? We would have fought at this event, and then we would have gotten over it.
No. You would have never seen each other again.
Vanessa looks over her shoulder. Jennifer looks over hers. They turn to one another.
You said he wasn't going to come back to kill us.
They walk barefoot to the door.
Do murderers usually ring a doorbell?
Vanessa holds a cue.
Who is it?
DJ Twisted Bristle! Hey, yo, yo.
Why am I forgetting everything?
Where should I set up?
We don't need a DJ. I forgot to cancel you, like I forgot to cancel the party.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. Cool. All right.
Jennifer's memories indicate that DJs are fun.
Yeah, but it's weird to have a DJ play for just the two of us.
Oh, I got that song. Which one do you want to hear, the Will Smith version or the Dr. Evil and the Little Guy version? Because I got them both.
No, I just meant that it's weird to have a DJ play for clearly no one.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Well, if you're worried about, like, not having a crowd, I got my boys here, like, in 10 minutes tops.
Absolutely not.
Right now, they're probably busy, so, yeah.
DJ Twisted Bristle swallows.
So should I go, or...
Have I paid you already?
You did. You paid me already, but no tip, so...
I do still need to study the physical effects of increased serotonin levels.
I doubt a DJ is going to increase my serotonin levels.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, because, you know why?
The jacket lights up.
I got Molly.
He points and smiles. Jennifer's eyes widen.
Screw it.
Hell yeah.
No, not inside the house, just through the back.
Hell no, yeah.
Vanessa, did you see that jacket?
I did.
In the backyard, the DJ holds a mic and bops to the beat. He smiles. Colorful lights twinkle and flash off columns. Vanessa pops a pill into her mouth. Jennifer watches and places one in her mouth. They raise shot glasses. Vanessa downs her shot. Jennifer sips, then frowns.
Tiny pill with Woman's Day. game causes elation, then Jennifer, stop doing that. Okay.
Jennifer tucks away the device. The two dance.
This body seems to be designed for dancing.
Jennifer circles her upper body and inverts her knees. She shakes her heels.
You're smiling and it looks natural.
I am getting used to the bones in my mouth.
Drug, am I right?
I want to go somewhere else.
Okay.
In the bathroom, Vanessa downs a glass of water. She sits in the tub with Jennifer.
Do you know about corn?
The food or the band?
C-O-R-N. The food. I do know some things. I know that it's on a cob and you can pop it.
We believe it is another alien species living on your planet in secret.
Shit, for real?
It is a theory.
I'm still thirsty. Can I have that?
Yes.
Vanessa sips olive oil.
Oh, that's awful without bread. Is that Papa Roach? Did you do this?
Jennifer did, when she hired the DJ. She wanted to take you out on the dance floor when this song played.
Vanessa grabs a shower head and holds it to her ear.
Do you want to dance with me?
Jennifer holds out her hand. Vanessa takes it. In the backyard, the two dance. Bright lights wash over them. In slow motion, they shake their bodies and jump. Their hair flies around. Inside, Vanessa shoots the cue ball. Jennifer sweeps the balls across the table with a cue. Jennifer steps back. They look up at a deer head. Jennifer ducks behind Vanessa as Vanessa lifts her pool cue up to the deer head. They throw confetti streamers at it. Vanessa runs through the streamers. Jennifer pokes the keypad. It lights up red. She drops her jaw. They sway through streamers. A pink light washes over the cake. They dig their hands into the cake. Confetti falls over them. Outside, they lean into the mic. Outside the front door, Vanessa rides the bike. Jennifer sits on the handlebar.
The car is back!
In the backyard, Jennifer and Vanessa kick and toss chairs into the pool. The DJ dances with them. He strums a tube of light. Vanessa chucks the tube into the pool. Underwater, the tube and chairs sink. Blurred colors wave over one another. Light reflects on the pool. Underwater, the tube glows. In the bedroom, the two lie in bed. Vanessa holds the mic.
Garrick and I want to get a condo because it's like a step above an apartment. And then we want to have babies. And then we want to go to Japan and...
Go to that. Jiro's Dreams of Sushi or whatever the place is called.
Outside, the DJ smiles.
Oh, that's sweet.
In the bedroom.
Do you want to go to Japan with us?
She points the mic to Jennifer.
I want to go with you anywhere.
Vanessa smiles. She shuts her eyes and holds on to the necklace.
You left this at my house. I was supposed to give it back before the burial. I'm sorry, Jen. I want you to have it now.
Vanessa hands one of the rings to Jennifer. Jennifer slides the ring onto her left index finger. She looks at her hand.
Are you sure?
Vanessa nods.
No one has ever given me anything. I don't know. I'd never experienced emotions. No one on my planet has. It is believed to be the reason we are ahead of your species.
Vanessa grabs the mic.
Jen, you totally have feelings. But something about your planet
doesn't let you access them.
Damn.
Outside.
This is some good Molly.
In the bedroom.
Perhaps coming here has developed emotions in me.
How does it feel to feel all the feelings?
I do not have the words to explain.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Vanessa, I just remembered the sun will rise and set again tomorrow.
Yeah, it does that every day.
That is my favorite part about it.
Jennifer looks at Vanessa. Vanessa rests. Jennifer spins her ring around her finger and smiles. She looks at Vanessa, then all around. She turns to Vanessa and smiles. Jennifer closes her eyes.
Yo, yo, yo. You're asleep. I'm gonna head out, all right? Glad you had a good time. I'm gonna take my mic. Make sure you like me on Instagram, right? With DJ Twisted Rizzle. All right, I left some stickers out on the table. You'll find them.
Daytime. Vanessa lies alone in bed. She opens her eyes. Vanessa heads toward the pool table. Streamers litter the room.
Jen?
She walks through the kitchen.
Jennifer?
She hurries to the backyard.
Holy shit.
Chairs float in the pool. Vanessa speeds inside.
Jennifer? Jen? Jen?
Vanessa steps out front.
Gone.
I was for a moment, but I have returned. I am sorry if I scared you.
Where were you?
We did not reach the store yesterday, so I went and got your soda from the store.
Here is the receipt so that you can see. Thank you.
I hitchhiked there and back. I know you do not like that, so I went alone.
Vanessa looks at the receipt and smiles.
What are your feelings?
I feel great. Thank you.
I feel happy that I made you happy.
You made me very happy.
I like that.
Okay, come on.
I also bought olive oil because I noticed I had depleted your supply.
Oh, it's the houses, but thank you.
Sunlight shines over the villa. In the backyard, they sit. Tree branches sway.
Oh, they really murked up our soda.
Can I try it?
Yes, of course. The whole point.
Jennifer raises a bottle, pressed between her flat hands.
I like the flavor of cardamom.
Really? Oh, Jennifer always fought me on that. So what are we doing today? You gonna make me run a mile? Solve a Rubik's Cube?
I have completed my research.
You have?
I finished organizing everything early this morning so that we did not have to work. And we could spend the day together before I depart this evening.
Oh, right. I thought you were leaving tomorrow.
No. I leave tonight at 11:32 p.m., exactly 48 hours after I arrive.
Okay, but we didn't meet till the next morning, so shouldn't they, I don't know, start the clock there?
They do not.
Why not?
I do not know.
Vanessa nods. Jennifer holds up her bottle.
You know, it's really insane what you guys do. You know, you come here and you torture humans who are already going through the worst shit of their lives. It's not a good plan. You should rethink it.
I did not torture you. I would never do that.
Oh, are we not just, animals at the zoo to you? Because I thought that was in the presentation. You know what you guys are like? You're like those people who, dress like pandas to go into panda cages.
I do not know who these people are.
They're liars, is who they are. They're lying to the pandas.
I do not understand. I was truthful to you about my research. You are upset.
I'm not upset. I'm a little upset. I just don't think that you should go yet.
I must return. I have completed my assignment.
No, you have not completed your assignment. You can't just figure me out in 48 hours. That's nuts. It's less than 48 hours, by the way, technically. Oh, this is just like you. This is just like you. You're always cutting corners. You're just like this. Like this. I haven't seen two rings on the shelves. All you did was bring me something I've seen a million times. And some trash.
I did not think about that.
Yeah, you don't think. This is exactly why I didn't take that distribution deal 6 years ago.
You feel guilt?
We could have had this party 6 years ago. We could have been doing business together for 6 years. And maybe...
What are you saying? That she would have lived?
Vanessa shakes her head.
Maybe she would have had enough money for good health insurance, and she could have had a physical, and they would have seen her heart.
That would not have changed anything.
It wouldn't have? You tell me. You're the one who could see the future. Would, if we had taken the offer, would she still be alive?
I do not know. I do not see the future. I lied to you.
Why would you lie to me? Why would you do that?
Because you were crying.
Jennifer lied to you so you would not hurt, so I lied to you so you would not hurt.
I was emotional. That is the problem. I cannot start feeling like this.
Jennifer steps away and looks at her device.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I should have not allowed myself to get close to you.
What is that? What did you do?
I have summoned my superiors to retrieve me. They will reward me for completing my assignment early.
Reward you with what? An extra vitamin injection?
Maybe.
Turn it off.
No.
Cancel it.
It cannot be canceled.
We were gonna hang out. We had like 8 more hours. That's a lot.
I am sorry.
She inches off the ring.
Jennifer, don't do that, please.
Jennifer hands the ring to Vanessa.
I am not Jennifer.
Vanessa grabs the device and squeezes it.
What are you doing?
She drops it. She jumps on it.
Your efforts are futile.
Not going home!
She pours soda on it.
It is indestructible.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah? Check this out.
Vanessa throws the device. It appears in Jennifer's hand.
No! No!
The device is programmed to return to me.
That's a stupid thing for your device to do, and you're a stupid alien.
That is the last thing you want to say to me?
No, no, I also want to say... F you, and F your planet!
Vanessa paces. Outside. Jennifer turns away from the villa. Inside, Vanessa looks up.
Wait! No! No, no, no!
What are you doing?
No! Don't take her yet!
She hugs Jennifer. They fall.
Vanessa, that is an airplane. From Earth.
She points up at the airplane. Vanessa rolls onto her back.
I'm sorry. I ruined everything. I should have just spent the day with you. I have regrets as well. I reacted impulsively. I wish I had not summoned them early. I messed up with Jennifer. I should have had more fun with her when she was here. Said yes more.
She loved you, Vanessa. It is not complicated to see why.
I know she loved me. We would have been best friends forever.
Vanessa sits up. Jennifer follows and stands.
Would you like to hug Jennifer one last time?
Jennifer's gone.
They will be here soon.
Vanessa stands.
Are you sure you can stay?
I am sure. But now I look forward to seeing the sunset on my own planet.
Vanessa smiles.
Now I have to lose you. What we once enjoyed, we can never lose. All that we love becomes a part of us.
Vanessa wraps her arms around Jennifer. Jennifer places her hands on Vanessa's back.
Wait here. I'm gonna grab something so you don't forget me.
Vanessa runs inside. Lights in the kitchen flicker. Outside, Jennifer turns toward the villa. A tear rolls down her cheek. She touches it. Light blurs. Inside, the silly face plate with cake crumbles shakes. Vanessa runs out to the empty backyard. She looks up. A thin layer of clouds rolls under the sun. Vanessa walks off. She tucks her hands in her pockets. In fast motion, clouds glide over the fields and hills. Cut to black. In the backyard, Vanessa scoops a chair out of the pool with a pool net. Inside, she washes a glass. She pulls streamers off the deer head. She pushes a vacuum back and forth over a rug. She sits at the dining table with her laptop and phone. She opens the laptop and scrolls on the agreement. Her cursor hovers over a sign and send button. She smiles. She looks up at the crooked pink canvas. On it, what we once enjoyed, we can never lose. All that we love becomes a part of us. She closes her eyes and smiles.
Hey, sorry I missed your FaceTime. I was practicing the bass, but is everything okay?
I was thinking we should throw a party.
A party?
Yeah. Something to celebrate Jennifer's life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You sound really good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
In her car, she smiles.
You sure?
She zooms under the curving trees.
I'm sad. But I'm okay.
Cut to black. Audio description written by Olivia Habib. Narrated by Rick Boggs. Described by AudioEyes. Credits appear in a star-filled sky. Directed by Brandon Dermer. Screenplay by Alicia Ketri. Story by Alicia Ketri and Brandon Dermer. Produced by Kyle Newacek. Produced by Jonas Dolkart. Produced by Brandon Dermer. Executive produced by Natalie Morales, Jillian Bell. Executive produced by Pamela Newacek, Rick Newacek, Kyle Newacek, Marissa Newacek. Executive produced by Alicia Ketri. Director of Photography, Wojciech Keeler. Production designer, Justin Slade McLean. Editor, Andrew Wilsack. Music by Danny Weber. Music supervision, Jennifer Picken and Melanie Mitchell. Sound design, Dan Kenyon and Brian Tarlecki. Natalie Morales, Jillian Bell. Blake Anderson. Harvey Guillen. Kyle Newacek. With Karen Maruyama. I'm Totally Fine. Credits scroll. Vanessa, Jillian Bell. Jennifer, Extraterrestrial, Natalie Morales. Eric, Blake Anderson. The Townie, Kyle Newacek. Sandra, Karen Maruyama. DJ Twisted Bristle, Harvey Guillen. Megan, Serena Fialo. Caterer, Alicia Ketri. Caterer 2, Seth Farley. Sound mixer, Jacob Harold. Post-production supervisor, Andrew Wilsack. Supervising sound editor, re-recording mixer, Dan Kenyon. Re-recording mixer, dialogue supervisor, Brian Tarlecki. This film was produced under the jurisdiction of Directors Guild of America, DGA, SAG-AFTRA, WGAW, Writers Guild of America West. Copyright 2022, Noble Alien Productions, LLC. All rights reserved.